This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If no news is good news, this is great news.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
We've all been there. You order a burrito and go to take a bite, but eventually you find yourself just in a hot mess because those things do not stay together.
And I'm really vexed on this because if you put less stuff in it, then it will stay together. And so, but you don't want that. You, like, when you're at, like, Chipotle, you're like, load it up. Come on, load it up.
Well, and you say load it up. I've been with you to Taco Bell where you ordered, what was it, a Frito bean burrito, but without
No Fritos. Yeah. Because they're the other stuff they put in there, that burrito is really good, but I didn't want the burritos.
Wow.
I'm high maintenance.
Well, this important issue was something engineer students from Johns Hopkins University took seriously to solving.
That's great, because they're usually working on medical advancements, so I'm glad they finally are doing something that we all can benefit from.
Well, their solution was Tasty Tape.
Okay, and I like the name.
All right, so Tasty Tape, what is it? Well, it's an edible adhesive tape that when you moisten it, it sticks to any wrapped food you need to stay together while you eat it.
Really?
And I saw a picture of it. Yeah. It looks just like tape. Like, it's the
dispenser
rectangle.
And everything?
No. Oh. They come on like wax paper, kind of like a sticker.
Okay.
And you peel it off, but it looks like a strip of tape.
Oh.
You would use to like wrap a package or something. And you just get it wet, and then you just apply it to the burrito or whatever, and you can eat it.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Like, I've always been amazed that, like, they can take a photo of somebody and somehow they put it on a cake and you're, totally able to eat that. That and this tape, I know they say you can, but it feels a little off to me. Like, I'm sure it's plant-based.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. You're calling Tasty Tape questionable.
Yeah.
Yet you're head first into McDonald's when they announced that the McRib is back.
Yes.
That is literally molded meat, and I use that term loosely, covered in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but there's no tape on it. Like, it's just
oh,
it is what it is.
That's what's stopping you.
Yeah, that's the only thing stopping me. Yeah. I you know what? I want my burritos made the old-fashioned way, where you look at the guy that's making it, and if it's having trouble sticking together, he just licks his fingers and puts that on the inside, and then the moisture helps hold it together. That's how I want my burritos made.
That's America.
Organic. I'm into organic. You know, none of this fancy tape stuff. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've ever had people praying for you when you're going through something, you know that it can bring you peace and encouragement, and it helps as you walk through that. And that's why we created this whole thing called the Prayer Wall at WayFM.com, where people like you can post a prayer request, and then other people like you could also be praying for those prayer requests and click in a box that says, hey, I prayed for this, and then you would get a notification that lets you know every time someone's praying for you. And on average, like, people get prayed for like 17 times, and those notices come at all different times. It's kind of cool. I've posted on there before, and it was really interesting to see when the notifications came. And there's like themes that kind of emerge too. Like, Betty goes through the prayer wall and pulls things for us every week to kind of look at and be thinking about. And health is a big one right now. Leslie says, please join my family and friends as we pray for healing for my mom as she fights an aggressive brain tumor. She's a faithful servant of God, and I watch her struggling to live. I accept God's will and plan, but we're praying for a miracle still, you know? Mm. And I get that. But then you have some other ones that are kind of like cool answers to prayer, because you can post those too. Mm-hmm. And so Donna said, my dad was being admitted to the hospital because his kidneys have taken a downturn, and then she wanted to post a update, and she said, I wanted to update all those who've been praying for my dad. Carlton, the doctor, ordered the ultrasound, found that his right kidney was fine, the other one wasn't so good, but we hope to hear about from the doctor. Your prayers and are a blessing to us. You care enough to pray, and my dad is feeling much better.
Like, that's awesome.
There you go. That's how how this works.
And you know, like, we live in a society where people just feel alone. Like, it's hard to make friends. You know, people are on social media and it may seem like you have all the friends on socials, but really, in reality, you just don't have that many friends. And so it's hard to build that community. And that's what's so great about the prayer wall, is that you can build that community. You can post whatever you want. You can even do it anonymously and have others pray for you. You may never meet these people, but like Wally was saying, you know, you can post a prayer request, but also pray for one as well. And when you click that box, you can let someone know, hey, I've prayed for you.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. I mean, you see just how it works here. This lady's like, man, thank you to everyone that was praying. My dad's feeling better. And that's living proof that the prayer wall does work. And you can be a part of it, either getting a prayer request or praying for one at wayfm.com. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Recently, I discovered pickleball. It's like miniature tennis with paddles and a wiffle ball. It's actually a lot of fun, and you can play it kind of quickly and get fairly decent at it, unlike tennis, which takes a lot longer to learn and stuff. And so I started playing pickleball at the local rec center there.
Along with the other senior citizens.
It's not senior citizen day. Most of them probably younger than me, with the exception of about four. Or like, a lot of us are all in the same age range, too. And so, like, kind of 50s-ish. And so we're playing and everything. And then I started to notice something. There's a pickleball click.
What?
Yeah, and I'm not part of it.
That hurts. Yeah. It's like high school all over again.
Absolutely. Like, I haven't been there long enough to work my way into said pickleball click. My goal is to get into it or destroy it. One of those two things. And so I am like... I'm like, man, because it's a group of like six guys that are actually really good. And so I'm working my way up to be as good as them. And I think I can hang with them now, or at least close.
You don't want to come across as cocky.
I know, but they don't want to play with other people that I think are, they think are beneath their ability level.
Understandable.
And so in pickleball, you kind of rotate in and out. And so they'll let other people rotate through them so that they can play. Or the other day, they just went, we're going to go outside. And they went outside and played. Like, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, and left you,
left
the
everybody.
Losers.
Yes, yes.
Inside.
And one young guy I was playing with, he goes, I guess that's a click. And like, so I'm not the only one noticing it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I'm not in it. And so I don't know what I want to do. Do I want to be in it? Do I not want to be in it? Because I don't think it's right. You
think
know?
About back in the day when you were in high school. What did you do to try and fit in?
Everything. <You know>? And it never worked.
Aww.
So I'm just going to do me and
be
the best pickleball player I can be and be inclusive with those around me. That's what I'm going to do. That's my plan.
Is that what your mom told you to do?
Yes. Yeah, I asked her last week. And so I'm going to invite everyone to sit at my table. And hopefully that will become the new cool kids table.
Yeah, take that.
Because right now I'm at the nerd table, it feels like.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's rough.
So 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever felt like it's high school all over again? Maybe at work, maybe at church, like in a small group or something, and you're like, I am not part of this clique, you know, or just whatever other things you remember from high school that were challenging. You're like, we're adults here. How are we still functioning like we're in high school, man? You know, 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. How is it high school all over again for you? So have you ever realized that or noticed that in your life as an adult, that it feels like high school?
Yes, the last two places I've worked.
Okay, so what kind of stuff happened?
It's like there's a click. Like, if you haven't been, like, if you're the new girl, they got to test you to see if you're going to stick around. One really bad experience is they were like mean girls. Like, I really did have mean girls.
Really? And you'd think we'd get past that as adults and realize, hey, that stunk. That was not good for us, but we're still doing it today.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I had a boss that wanted to fix it, and actually the girl that was super mean left.
Oh, really?
What happens when you pray for God to fix it?
That's interesting, too, because, yeah, one person can change the culture of an office easily, and their presence or lack of presence can actually make the situation better or worse.
Yes, and I just did a lot of praying and asking God, okay, you know, I like the job, but I don't know if I can take all this nonsense. Because I'm too old for that.
I know. That's the thing, man. You get to a point where you're, like, too old, you know, and you don't want to mess with it anymore, and you shouldn't have to. So that's good. And now with her leaving, it opens things up for you to be the mean girl.
No.
Hey, Jody, I appreciate you being on with us, man. Thank you.
Have a great day.
But have you ever been in that situation, Liz?
So I am 50, and I'm going to be 51 in about 2 days or so. And what happened was we had a new girl come to work. And I thought, hey, we're going to get together, go to lunch, go to walk. And then another girl that's been here longer befriended her and kind of took her away from me.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, let's all get together and do stuff. So we went to lunch a couple of times, me and this new girl and then the other girl I've been working with for 3 years. They were not talking to me, talking to themselves. I felt like the third wheel. And then one day, oh, we're going to go to lunch together? Well, I'm going to lunch with her, is what she says. Then I'm like, why can't I be there? And here I am, 50 years old, thinking like that, like a little kid. And I'm like, really, Liz? God is guarding your heart. You don't need that.
Yeah, it's frustrating, like, when you think high school is over, but you still have those emotions. You still want to belong. And the fact that you got excluded from something, it hurts, you know, for sure, as an adult even, you know?
Unfortunately, yes. And it's still, they do get-togethers on personal basis, talk about it in front of me and this and that. And I'm like, you know, and I don't have anyone like that here at work.
The course of action is obvious here. You're going to have to petition your boss to hire somebody new and let you hire them. And you just hire a new best friend to work with you. And, you know, maybe if you have to get one of them fired to do it, that's you do that.
Oh, my goodness. I love your mindset, but...
But it's not right.
It's
I know.
It's not the healthiest.
I know.
It's not healthy, but thank you for that. Thank
you. You know what? You always have a friend with us, Liz. Okay, she's gone. I can't even be in Liz's group.
Wow. All new low. Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
There's kind of a yay-aw situation with the national baby formula shortage. Baby formula maker Abbott said that it reached an agreement with the U.S. health regulators to restart production because they had a bacteria, breach in some of their formula that affected 4 kids, and sadly, 2 of them died.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's like you got to take that serious, as everyone did. And so they actually are going to start up production, but the awe part of this, that was the yay part, is that they're going to start up production. The awe is that after production resumes, it will still take 6 to 8 weeks for products to start landing on store shelves. So if you're a family that needs this for your child, there's still not a ton of options right now. People are doing forums online where when one store gets it, they let people in their lives know. Other people are donating extra. Some of the advice was talk to food pantries and doctor's offices if they have samples and stuff. So the FDA is trying to actually redirect more baby formula that was meant for other countries, but there are challenges to that as well. For one, labeling instructions being in a different language.
Right.
You don't think about that.
What does it say?
Yeah, I have no, how much am I supposed to put in here? What's a milliliter? I don't even know. You know? Right. And so they're also, the formula itself is different in different countries.
Oh.
I didn't know that either. We have a different standard by which we make baby formula than other countries. The closest to us is Canada, actually. They're about 90% like ours.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I would think, if anything, other countries would be afraid of our formula because we probably allow things that other countries are like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't know. Canada's has maple syrup in it, though, so that's weird. so they're trying to, work this out, but the FDA is still warning against parents making homemade formula as a substitute. There's things on the online going around about how to make your own baby formula, and their point is that the baby formula now has like 30 ingredients to it, and 10 of those, if you put too much of it in there, it can be harmful.
Oh.
And so, but I'm like, how many people are trying to make baby formula like the baby formula? Like, mm-hmm. None of us have degrees in chemistry. So mm-hmm. I was telling my mom about this. And she's like, oh, we used to make our own all the time.
Oh.
Because it was expensive, or it wasn't as prevalent when I was a baby, you uh-huh. know, and stuff. So they would make their own formula. And
back
like,
in the 40s, yeah.
Yes, close. and so I was like, oh, but just non-educated in baby formula me is like, could you ever use warm milk as an option?
Yeah.
In the interim until, you know, because if you have to use formula, it would feel very desperate for you as a mom right now. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what the answer to that is either.
Yeah. I was recently helping out in the nursery at my church, and I was asking a mom there, I was like, has that bothered you yeah. in any way? Like, has it affected your family? And she said it has. But she was like, I guess the baby is, I don't know, close to a year old. So she's like, we're trying to force, like, you know, baby food now
yeah,
instead of the formula.
Wean it quickly.
Like, yeah, just trying to get it done quicker than usual.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. So hopefully some help is on the way, but it might take a little longer than we were looking at or anticipating.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sometimes when we come across things that we are curious about, we either ask you about them or things that we've learned within our faith, because nobody has this totally figured out. It's kind of a learning, growing process, and I think that's kind of where Betty's at with this question.
Exactly. I think we can all learn from each other. I was just wondering, has anybody heard their pastor talk about this? So here's the question. We are always told in the Bible that Jesus is perfect. He never sinned. He was man, but he was also God. But then while he's dying on the cross, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Okay. So he, to me, comes across like he's questioning God's goodness. So does that mean that it's not a sin to question God's goodness because Jesus didn't?
Right.
Or was he questioning God's goodness? I don't know. Maybe he was doing something else. Maybe he was just stating the facts. I have no
right.
idea. But it just made me think, you know, there's a lot of us that we feel guilty or shameful when we realize we're questioning God's goodness. And is that how it should be?
See, I've always thought that the importance of Jesus being God and man was that he identified with us in so many areas mm-hmm. and that we can identify with him in moments like this, in mm-hmm. moments of weakness, in moments in the garden where he was asking God, if there's another way, let's not do this, Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, how many of us have wanted to circumvent pain in our lives? And so to me, I'm like, oh, that's actually really cool that he had that moment, you know, because mm-hmm. it makes me feel way better about the times where I'm like, you know, because I didn't get that parking space. God, why have you forsaken me?
Yeah.
Why doth thou hate me so?
Right. You know? So you think, well, is it okay to?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just a question I have.
All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. When we don't know something, we go to you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever heard like a sermon or a lesson about this moment where God or Jesus says, God, why have you forsaken me? And what's the implications of that? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your thoughts now. How does this line up if Jesus says you've forsaken me?
So because God has such love for us and love for his son, that it was so painful for him to watch that. And he had to allow that to happen, so he had to turn around and not watch it.
So you think it's less about him turning around because he couldn't be in relation with him because sin was a divide, and more like, I can't watch this because it hurts so much?
Yes.
Oh, that's an interesting take. I've actually never heard that before. I've heard the sin component of it taking on the sins of the world, but I've never heard of it as a turning away, probably like Mary had to do when he was actually being crucified because she loved her son, and there's no way she could sit there and watch that.
Right.
Well, Sue, I appreciate you being on with us today and helping us out with the little God stuff. That's an interesting perspective.
No problem.
Have you ever heard a sermon about this or a lesson on this?
Yeah, actually, I have heard about it. And the way it was explained to me that, yes, Jesus, he was without sin. But at that moment when he asked God, why have you forsaken me? It was the moment that he took on the sins of the world. And so he had never felt that before. And so the weight of sin caused him to ask God, why have you forsaken me?
I think that's a great perspective because it kind of puts more humanness to Jesus, and it also helps him see where we're coming from when we're in those depths of despair or we're questioning the goodness of God. He's been there. He's actually done it, and he's asked those questions too.
Yeah, I say too, like, you know, in those moments where sin just feels so heavy, we're aware of our own sin. Jesus demonstrated at that moment, turned to God.
I've always loved the humanity of Jesus, and I think that's what makes Christianity different from a lot of other world religions, God becoming man, yet still remaining perfect. Full disclosure, I would have no problem if, because he was a carpenter, I would have no problem if he ever hit his thumb with a hammer and let one slide. It would make me feel better about my choices sometimes.
But he was perfect.
I know, without sin until that moment.
And you, sir, are definitely not perfect.
And now for some good news.
Uplifted Way FM, this is the Wally Show. There's a lot of heavy news, man, especially lately. And, you know, we like to be the antidote to that. So here's a little good news. Giddy up. A couple rapid-fire good news things going on today. There was a former nurse in Florida who worked on the front lines in World War II. So she was a nurse way back in the day. And she just turned 100 years old.
No.
And to celebrate, this brave lady went skydiving.
No.
Yes, I love that. I love when older people do things that people think they cannot do.
Well, at that point, she's probably thinking, you know, nothing can take me. I'm 100.
Yeah, exactly.
And what a way to go, too.
And if it does, I'm 100.
Right. I've done it all.
Skydiving at 100 is probably the best time to skydive because you don't care how it goes.
Exactly. Exactly.
That got dark for good news. Giddy up. Betty Rock, what do you got?
There's a factory that's making teddy bears, and they're not stuffed with cotton, but instead with used cigarette butts.
Okay, there has to be something.
I know it sounds nasty.
Like,
it sounds
surface.
Really nasty, but they do. It's a recycling effort.
Okay.
So what they do is the employees, they carefully separate the paper and the charred tobacco from the filters, and the filters are what are like cotton, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so they wash and dry them before they use them to stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's helping with all the trillions of cigarette butts that are out there that are just
lying in the streets.
You're
that's
right.
A really good idea. And then you could name your new bear, your new best friend, Nick, short for nicotine.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for you. Good news, giddy up. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage that it feels a little bit like deja vu. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing it. You see what I did there. But seriously, the cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage was the best option for me personally, but maybe you're in a place where you need or want to buy a new home. Well, the same people that helped me with my refi can help you with your new home loan. United Faith Mortgage is a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who can help you get your financing in place so that when you find that perfect home, you're ready to go. The market is still competitive and you have to make quick decisions, and having your loan secured can definitely help. United Faith Mortgage makes the process so easy, and I love that when I call my UFM guy Ryan, I get Ryan. And if he's ever on another line, he gets back to me super fast because in this market, timing is everything. So talk to the people that I trust for your home loan or refinance. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So, you know, being a man, There are certain things.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
That was
oh, sorry.
Really an
sorry.
Inappropriate time to laugh, unfortunate.
Sorry.
Because I am one. But being a man, there are certain expectations, I think, that even women have on guys. Like, we always talk about women and the guys' expectations on them. But you guys, you do the same thing.
Believe
it or not. You do. You do. You want guys to be...
leaders?
Yeah.
And, manly?
And, yeah, exactly.
Cut down a tree?
Yeah. All of that stuff.
Grill?
Right? And so there are things that are traditionally masculine that sometimes guys are not big fans of, believe it or not. Like and I some of these I definitely agree with. Like when you go to shake another man's hand, there's this thing of you grab it really tightly and some people like get in there and it's almost like you're trying to out squeeze each other.
Right.
I hate that.
Is it something to prove dominance?
I think so.
But also I think I've been in the situation where men have been so used to shaking hands like that I go to shake someone's hand and they like crush my hand.
Break your little hand. I know. See, that's the thing, guys do. I have no time for that. Like I don't care. I don't need that.
You know, also when you shake you like grab each other and hit each other on the back. Like, good to see you.
Yeah, just one and out, though. You got to be like, it's a chest bump, maybe one back tap, and then you step away. That's how you do
that. So complicated.
Oh, yeah, but that's how you do it. Drinking black coffee is seen as manly. Mm-hmm. And I definitely do not subscribe to that.
No. He wants the cold foam cream on the top, and he wants a little bit more cream than usual. You want it to be almost white. And then some caramel drizzle.
Tomorrow on the show.
Oh, and add the cane sugar.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow on the show, we're actually going to talk about a humiliating experience at Dunkin' or with me ordering coffee. And we'll get your take on that because it was so bad. Fighting, people think if you're a man, you're going to be aggressive and stuff. And I'm the older I get frustrated with things. I want to yell about stuff, but I don't want to get into a physical altercation,
man. Because you'd lose.
Oh, absolutely. But my stupid friend he's taller than me, and he's gotten so mouthy in his old age, and like now he's going to get me in fights.
Oh, geez.
I know this. I know this for a fact. At 53 years old, one of these days, I'm going to get drug into something I don't want to get drug into.
All because of his mouth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's see. A couple other things. Rejecting local anesthetic. That's something that guys will
do. What? Yeah. So if you're going to get your teeth pulled or you're getting minor surgery, you don't want to be knocked out.
Yeah, and there are certain things. I've done this in the past. There are certain things. I went to the dentist. I'm like, well, let's see if we can do this without Novocaine. And I did it.
But you cried.
It did hurt a little. it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. But I have the story that I actually did it. But then I'm thinking, what does that matter? No one cares. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, just load me up next time.
Right.
Because I can't handle that.
Right.
So.
Well, maybe we do put expectations on men that it shouldn't be there.
You do. It's not fair.
We should expect less.
Yeah. I just want to be more sensitive. Is that a crime? Uplifting. Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you've ever seen that show Hoarders and thought, that's not that bad. You got a problem. You got an issue with stuff. You're a pack rat. Because that show just, it makes my heart sad.
Yes, when they have to walk over things and they make like kind of like tunnels in the junk. That's crazy.
My wife claims that my garage, like I have too much stuff and there's things I need to get rid of. But I know where everything is and I know what it all is.
Well, and also too, you two are able to park both of your cars in the garage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that cannot do that.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I don't think it's that bad.
No.
You know, but she's like, you're just, you pack rat things. Like,
what?
Like I know. Yeah, her. Oh, please. Pot kettle. Because it's not something she likes. Like, so, like, it's a lot of different wood and different shapes, and it looks like junk.
Uh-huh.
But then I go up to her craft room, her sewing room, and it's just all fabric, you know? And I can be like, well, that's ugly. Why were you never going to use that? Get rid of that. Why don't you?
Ooh.
But that's not going to happen. And so I am curious, like, in honor of National Pack Rat Day, did you know that existed? Is there something that you know you need to get rid of, but you can't bring yourself to part with it yet.
Yeah. And maybe you haven't, you've been told, man, you really should get rid of that by multiple people, but you've got something in you that's just like, no, I have this deep connection to this thing.
I had to leave the office so Betty Rock could clean it one time when I went on vacation because there were so many things I was holding on to that I just loved.
Collecting and, dust. Yeah. I said, who is this from? It's from that guy. Remember that guy?
The guy. Like,
what's
he
his name?
He sent it to us.
I don't know.
But it still
what's
doesn't diminish
thing
it.
That you want to keep.
Right.
I don't even know what it is, but isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
No, it's collecting dust. We're trashing it.
It was sentimental. And she has no sentiment at all. Just a stone cold killer
well,
when it comes
trash?
To things.
No, I don't have sentimental value.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe this can help you because you can see she has no attachment to anything. And so 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious, what's that thing that you have that you just can't bring yourself to throw out even though people are telling you to? Maybe we can help inspire you to get rid of it and make the right choice there. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. That's how you do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that thing that you want to hold on to that everyone says you need to, you know, let go? And maybe we can help you find a reason.
I cannot part with my nursing clothes. I nursed my child. I bought these cute clothes so that I can nurse him. And then I can't get rid of them. Like, even though women need them, can't do it.
Are you going to have other babies?
No.
Then you're never going to need these again. Here's what you do,
no.
Okay? In all seriousness, because I understand that. You want to hold on to a place in life and a time in life. Maybe pick out your favorite one or two that really mean something to you and keep those and donate the other ones to somebody who could use them and enjoy them and start their own memories.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great idea,
and
Wally.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, so you're blessing somebody else, too. And maybe if you think of it on those terms, like a mom that could never afford that nice of a nursing outfit and you're hooking her up, like that's got to make you feel better about letting it go.
What I need to hear.
There you go. Well, we are so happy to help. And you know what? Why don't you do this, too? When you give them those nursing clothes, go, here's my kid. Watch it for a couple hours, too.
Yes, I'm going to go on a date. Bye.
There you go. So is there something that you know you need to part with, but you just can't bring yourself to do it?
I'm a crocheter, and I do have a little stash of yarn.
Just define little. Like, does it look like a hay bale?
No. Actually, I have like a couple of containers. I don't have a whole lot of yarn.
How big are the containers? Are they bigger than a bread box?
Oh, yeah.
And have you had multiple people tell you should get rid of them?
Maybe one or two. But my main thing for calling today was a suggestion that my daughter told my mother. My mother had lived in the house for like 52 years, and she sold it. And my daughter said, Mimi, these things are not what brings you happiness. It's the memories of these that bring you happiness. And she said, why don't we take pictures of this stuff? I will make you a photo album, and you won't actually have that in your hand, but you will have the picture, and that picture will bring back the memories.
That's a great idea. Let's take some pictures of that yarn and get rid of it for you. What do you think? Yeah, she's like, that's not happening. You know what you should do? You should take the extra yarn and maybe donate it to a senior center, you know, so that they can do crafts and things like that. Then at least it's going to somewhere good. You're not just throwing it out, and it might make you feel better about parting with it.
Yes, it probably would.
If I was going to do that, which I am certainly most likely not going to. Thank you, Sonia.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And living in Nashville, you see a lot of tour buses going around. Like my wife and I and my daughter, when she was little, we would be driving around. We'd see a tour bus. We'd all go, tour bus, tour bus. It was almost like playing a slug bug or punch buggy, you know? And so they're just everywhere. But it's an artist's home away from home. And so they're on the road a lot. They're going to festivals and doing concerts. And this is where they retreat to unwind and to refresh themselves. And so if you're at a festival and you're there, you don't have that option usually, you know. And until now, we have something for you called our VIP Festival Experience for Life Fest Music City that you could win not only a trip here to go to Life Fest, but also to get the full VIP experience.
And that includes having your own RV.
Yes.
Which is fantastic because I went last year to Life Fest And I was a sweaty mess.
You literally took the words right out of my mouth. Sweaty mess was the exact words I was going to use.
I was glistening like a pig. Anyway.
Sweating like a sailor.
All right. Okay. Anyways, it's okay for me to say. Anyways, it would be nice to have that RV so that you can just walk in there and maybe get a refreshing drink of water or get some AC blowing on you and have your own bathroom.
All of that is amazing.
You know, at festivals, usually there are porta potties. Yeah. But not only would you have your own RV, you would also get the chance to meet some of your favorite artists. And some of those artists include people like Casting Crowns, Skillet.
Skillet is a great show. If you've never seen Skillet live, Skillet's a great rock show with ministry in it. Casting Crowns is a great, like, worship Christian concert with, you know, God all through it and stuff, too. Like, they're two very different things.
Very different.
Both very cool for different reasons.
But Kane is also going to be there, as well as many other bands.
Nice.
So if you want to enter to win this, text VIP to 91979. That's VIP to 91979.
And your family vacation could be totally covered this year, too. We're going to bring you and, you and three other people to Music City. So it's a great contest, and you can win it right now. So get in. Don't wait. Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999. And we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Seeing the world has never been easier, thanks to airline flights getting cheaper and cheaper, thanks to budget airlines like JetBlue and Spirit.
I've had some experiences recently.
Well, yeah, and the reason that Wally sounds that way is that while these companies are known for great values, that doesn't mean they're known for great customer service.
No, service is pretty much low on the totem pole, like non-existent.
Well, recently, both companies announced a possible merger.
This is what your mom used to always tell you, okay? This principle applies here. Two wrongs don't make a right. You can't take two of the cheapest airlines on the planet with the most, like, problems and go, let's make you into one great airline. No, you're going to make you into one big, cheap airline.
I don't think they're saying great. I think they're just saying, how can we be evil together?
Yeah, how can we be super cheap together?
Well, they started this possible merger, and of course the jokes start rolling in like Wally, and starting with Jimmy Fallon doing his pros and cons list.
Oh yeah, because like JetBlue has now jumped in there, and they're offering to buy them instead of Spirit merging with them. Did you know that?
Wait, say that again?
JetBlue is another airline,
right.
a good airline. That is now saying...
I thought they were a cheap one.
No. JetBlue is way better than Frontier and Spirit. And so they're now making a bid to buy Frontier Airlines or Spirit Airlines. And they're making a bid to merge with them, which could make it better.
Oh, yeah. I thought this whole time JetBlue was just as bad as Spirit.
No.
Oh.
Nothing is as bad as Spirit. Nothing.
Pro, JetBlue is offering to buy Spirit Airlines for $33 a share. Con, Spirit is like, heck, you can take the whole plane for 25. Pro, now the two airlines can join forces and get back to doing what they do best. Con, inventing new ways to charge for luggage. Pro, JetBlue wanted to sit down with Spirit Airlines and make a deal. Con Spirit doesn't do seats. Pro Spirit stock rose in anticipation of the merger. Con is the first time anything from Spirit has ever gained altitude.
Without a delay, for sure.
Yes, and I've never taken a Spirit flight, but I know your daughter has. She got home safely.
Got home. Yeah, that's that. Got home. That was good.
She had no luggage.
When your slogan for your airline is, hey, you'll get home eventually. Like, that's not a good airline, okay?
We don't know if you'll be alive, but you'll get home.
Hey, have some patience. It's a rough day for us, too. Like, that's your slogan, you know?
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, not good at all.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's time for Boy versus Girls, a chance for you to win a prize right now. If your gender wins, so if I win, then only guys can call to win a prize. If Betty Rock wins, only girls can call. So that's how we do this. That's the twist, if you will. I have a couple questions. I've not seen the answers, and we're going to make our guesses. They're kind of impossible questions to just know. Mm-hmm. It's not like that kind of trivia, so you're just kind of trying to make an educated guess. For example, how long is the longest piece of spaghetti? How long is the longest piece of spaghetti? So, Betty Rock, write your answer down.
Do you know if it's in feet or inches?
I have no idea. Like, I know nothing more than you know.
Well, they're probably trying to break a Guinness World Book record.
Right. Okay, go
but
ahead.
But the noodles are so flimsy.
I know. But Guinness Book is big. All right, ready? I need your answer.
I regret it already. 72 feet.
You know what? It's not horrible. It's just a guess. I said 46 feet.
Oh, okay.
I think you could actually have this. I think a number that popped into my head was 210 for some reason.
Oh.
But I did not go with that. So the actual answer is, oh, wow.
What is it?
46 feet.
No, it's not.
No, it's 503 feet.
Holy cow.
I know, right? Well, that's good news for you, Betty Rock. That's a point. You are so smart. Okay, so that's one. You got to get a couple more.
Okay.
How many days would it take you to walk to the moon? Now, I don't know how many hours they figure you're averaging in your walking. So, again, you're going to ask me questions.
I know.
I don't know.
Because then we don't know about light years. Does that...
They don't even matter at all in this equation. I know you threw that out there to seem like you were actually figuring this out, but that has nothing to do with it.
You don't know.
Oh, I do know.
You don't know.
Not light years. Okay, so how long would it take you to walk to the moon? Okay, go.
1,272 days.
1,272 days. Okay. I went with years. I went with 34 years.
Oh, okay.
So I think you're going to get this too. 1,000 days.
Oh, no. Now we're going to have to figure it out.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh, wait. Now I got to figure out the days. What did I say? 34 years? Okay, because you're short.
See,
you're under right now.
This is not good.
How many days are in a year? 365? Why am I having to do math? So it would be if it's, hold on, now I can't think.
Oh, no.
So it's, wait, hold on. It's 3,472 days divided by 365 equals 9 years. So I'm way off.
So
that's
I
another
win?
Yeah, that's another point
yes!
for you. Nicely done. Okay.
Woo!
Now if I get this answer right on the money, I can tie it up and go to overtime. But if not, then you are going to be the winner.
Okay.
As of June 2020, how many flavors of ice cream are in the Ben and Jerry's flavor graveyard? So flavors they don't have anymore. How many do you think are in there?
You know what? I'm
this
I'm,
is a long shot for me.
Yeah, and I've just now noticed I'm sticking with the number 72.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go with 72.
I went with 46. I stuck with my last one, too.
Okay.
And I'm like, could be. Why did that number pop into my head? The actual...
What is it?
Nuts. I'm over by a little bit. It was 34 flavors. I said 46, so no point there for me.
But I win.
You win. Ladies win.
Girls are the best.
All right. So now then, all you have to do is, if you're a lady, you can call 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And if you want to play, you're going to get a question from our little round here, and you can win a prize.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Amanda, welcome to the show. It's a sad day. Betty Rock.
No, it's not. It's a great day.
Sad day for me. Betty Rock beat me in Boys versus Girls. That's why a lady is calling, because her gender won. And you beat me quite handily
today,
Rock. Yeah,
I did. All three questions.
I know. Well, you didn't get the last one right.
All three questions.
Okay, revisionist history. So, Amanda, the way...
All three questions.
Okay, fine. I see it's a conspiracy. Okay, so the way it works, Amanda, is I'm going to give you a question from our conversation. If you can get the answer right, you will win a prize. So here we go. Besides days or years, like normal people would guess, what form of measurement did Betty Rock think could be applied for walking to the moon? If a person were to walk to the moon, she first threw out this other alternate form of measurement. What would you think?
Well, I thought it too, so it would be light years.
Oh, you thought that too?
That was the first thing that came to my mind. Well, oh, are we talking light years?
Thank goodness
right.
There's a guy here to bring this back to Earth.
No. Me and Amanda, us smart people, we got to stick together.
Yeah, you two do. You should start your own light year club. Well, you know what? It's sour grapes. It's just jealousy on my part. Amanda, you are a winner today.
Yay!
Nicely done. You're picking up a Way FM prize pack, and we appreciate you playing the boys versus girl game.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we like to help you, you know, with things that we find from time to time that make your life a little bit better, a little bit easier, and Betty Rock is our scooper. She is the scoopiest of the scoopies, so what do you got? What do you got the scoop on?
I know I make fun of you a lot, Wally, for being on TikTok pretty much 24-7,
sure.
But you can learn a lot through TikTok, and I learned this scoop through TikTok.
Really?
On a video. So here's the thing. We all put our dishes in the dishwasher, and you open the door and you get them out, but they don't look clean. They kind of have this like grimy, but like a smoky look to them. Like the glasses just aren't sparkling clean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people use like a soft, like a rinse detergent for
you that. Can, yeah. You can, but there is more of an organic way of doing it. And that is you take, rip off a piece of tin foil. Won't say it southern. My mom will say
tin foil.
Aluminum foil.
Aluminum foil.
Foil. That's how you say it. Yeah. Foil. Anyways.
How am I supposed to get a baby horse in there? How am I going to get a foal in there?
That's a foal, not a foal. I said aluminum foil.
Are you not hearing me? Good Lord, I wish you would open up your ears.
Okay, anyways, we're getting off topic.
Yes.
So what you do is you rip off a piece of aluminum foil and you wad it up in a big ball. And you throw that in your dishwasher with your dishes.
No.
And when you do, your dishes are going to come out sparkling clean and clear without that grime on them.
Is it because the aluminum foil is hitting things or is there a reaction in there?
I don't know if the aluminum is attracting whatever it is
the
that
grime?
Sticks to the glass and then instead goes on to the aluminum foil.
Yeah.
But either way... If you're in a bind and you run out of the stuff that you were talking
the
about.
Rinse.
Then just wad up some aluminum foil and throw it in there.
That's right. There was the foil. So if you don't have aluminum foil there, just toss a baby horse in there. And your dishes are going to come out sparkling. They will be so sparkling. They will sparkle like the gold in my teeth.
Okay. Anyways, there you go.
I know.
Scoop.
I like to go home and try your scoops. And so I'll give this one a shot the next time I do the dishes and see if it actually works. Because it's fascinating to me. Well, there you go. That's your scoop. Thank you, Lady Rock.
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
So today we're going to look at the song by We the Kingdom, For God So Loved. I mean, this hook is right out of the Bible and arguably one of the most famous Bible verses, John 3:16.
For God so
I mean, it's so close, it's almost plagiarizing. It's that close. And it might seem like, you know what, everybody knows that verse. Come on. But you know what? That's not the case. Not everybody's in the same place of faith. Some people are brand new to it. And, you know, other than that, too, some people didn't grow up hearing about this verse. And it could be revolutionary for them that this God, the God that made everything I see, you know, died for me. And so Ed from We the Kingdom also talked about how this verse is still important for people, even if you did grow up in church, you know, and have been a Christian for many years, and why.
I was thinking about the verse, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And it was just, it was really deep on my heart. I was just thinking about the power of that verse. You know, I grew up hearing that my whole life, but a lot of times for me, you know, I just need to be reminded of things. And I wanted a song that was going to just continue to remind me of the beauty of that incredible truth.
And there's also another really subtle, important word in this verse that we need to remember more than ever.
Man, just the reminder of God so loved the world, every color, every culture, you know, just the entirety.
Yeah, and so there you go. I love this song. It's We the Kingdom. God so loved. Right out of the Bible, John 3:16. So if you're wondering where that's at, there you go.
Goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.